Here are a couple examples, again from your text. On the top, we have a bar graph of political affiliation. So it's just a frequency distribution, probably some survey data, where we had people broken down into four political preferences. Democrats, Republicans, Independents, whatever. We simply measured how many people, or counted how many people were into those categories. They probably just by filling out a card or by raising their hands. These are nominal data because they're just political parties. No order, just names. The next one down is actually ordinal data. These are the number of people who of a particular military rank. Well, rank implies order, so this is ordinal data. And we have generals and colonels and lieutenants and sergeants. So there is a rank order here. So when we draw these axes, we make sure that we have on the x-axis the order as it should be. But again, our y-axis or ordinate is simply the number of people who are in each of those ranks. They're all drawn with distinct bars that are not touching each other because there's no continuous measurement here. Democrats and Republicans are not a continuous measure. There's the categorical, same way with sergeants and lieutenants. So these are technically bar graphs. And you recognize a bar graph because the bars don't touch each other.